From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greenport Planning Board Wednesday, January 29th, unanimously approved the construction of a detox center at Merrill Avenue on Route 66. The proposed 10,610-square-foot, 20-bed, medically supervised withdrawal and stabilization facility would open within 9 to 12 months. The single-story building would serve as a place for patients to seek help and get referrals and transportation to a recovery center. Attorney Paul Freeman, a representative of People USA, the nonprofit behind the project, said, and I quote, "It is a stopgap to help somebody who voluntarily wants to get help who is suffering from addiction. Columbia and Greene counties are two of the worst per capita opioid trouble spots in the entire state of New York," end quote. More than 40 people attended the public hearing on the project held the day before. The 8 people who commented at the hearing spoke in favor of the project. Cheryl Roberts, a co-founder of the Columbia County Bail Fund, Michael Cole, director of Columbia County Community Services, and who has served as co-chair of the Columbia County Addiction Coalition, and Albert White of the Columbia County Mental Health Center all spoke. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson addressed the board, offering his support for the project. Hudson Police Commissioner Peter Volkman said, "The detox center is one pathway to recovery and one component, but there is still a long way to go in bringing the recovery process to the county." The project has received preliminary approval from the State Office of Alcohol and Substance Abuse Services. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting U.S. Senator Charles Schumer is pressing the Irish airline Aer Lingus to expand its New York market by operating flights to Ireland and Great Britain from New York's Stewart International Airport. Port Authority and Orange County officials have been discussing the possibility for months. Schumer said Aer Lingus at Stewart would be a, and I quote, "major win-win," end quote, for the airline, and I quote, "which can build and expand in the Hudson Valley and upstate New York and for the residents of the Hudson Valley and nearby New York metropolitan area who would greatly benefit by having more affordable international flight operations," end quote. The senator is credited with bringing JetBlue to Stewart several years ago. You can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper. After 19 years of work, the Ancrum Conservation Advisory Council has announced completion of the town's biodiversity map. CAC Chair Jamie Purinton delivered the completed map and a report on the council's 2019 achievements and activities to the Ancrum Town Board at its January 16th meeting. Purinton said of the map, and I quote, "it's amazing," end quote, telling the board it represents, and I quote, 27,000 acres of fieldwork, end quote. Habitats were identified and mapped by the assessment team by remote sensing and field observations. The habitat information was digitized and edited by Hudsonia LTD. Road locations and names were obtained from the New York State GIS Clearinghouse website and modified where necessary. The map will be updated every 5 or 10 years. Questions about remaining properties the biodiversity mapping team could not access will be answered as the map evolves over time. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Morgan McKay is reporting for State of Politics. Assemblymember Felix Ortiz and State Senator John Liu are proposing a state's legal limit for driver's blood alcohol content be lowered from 0.08 to 0.05. Liu said, and I quote, "this common sense bill will help prevent senseless tragedies caused by drunk driving," end quote. Studies have shown the impact of lowering the legal BAC limit can be a 5% to 16% reduction in alcohol-related crashes, fatalities, or injuries. The National Transportation Safety Board in 2013 recommended that states lower the limit to 0.05. So far, Utah is the only state to do so. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, more than 10,000 people die every year from drunk driving crashes. And you can read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.